This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Despite having higher rates of death and lower life expectancy than women, men are half as likely to visit a doctor for an annual physical. And we know we've talked about this on this show, many of my shows a million times. We women are the ones who have to push our loved ones to get to the doctor, especially for those prostate exams. Boy, they sure run from those like you can't even imagine. But we're hoping to change this by arming men and women who love them with tips to stay healthy and live longer. My guest is Leslie Schlachter. She's a physician's assistant and the director for the men's health program at Mount Sinai. Welcome to the show, Leslie. So, you know, getting our men into the doctor is not easy. I'm going through that fight with my husband right now. And I do it every day. We go through it all the time. Give us first your best tips before we talk about the tests and things men should have. Your best tips for getting our men without crying, screaming, and nagging into the doctor for their physicals.
Well, that's a tough one because in the industry I'm in, I had a hard time even getting my own husband in. I actually had to bring blood tubes home, take his blood for him at home, and bring it back to the office. So it can be very difficult. I think the easiest way to get men into the office is to arm their loved ones with all the education that they need to push them, and then warn men of all the things that can happen, as well as the signs and symptoms of what to look for them to actually get into the office. The easiest way of avoiding anything are things that you can actually do at home. Prevention medicine is actually the best medicine, so. Many men have all the tools that they need at their fingertips to do most of what they need at home as long as they do get to the doctor that one time a year to get checked.
Things that they can do, that preventive medicine. I'm an exercise physiologist, so preventive medicine is my business, and I get that, but how do we get them to do it?
Right. So warning them of what is actually the most important thing to look for. Telling men that feeling, stressed and fatigued and belly fat that increases, those are all pretty significant signs. And warning them that that can actually lead to heart attacks, strokes, that a lot of underlying medical conditions can be causing a lot of the symptoms that they feel are normal. For example, I have guys come in all the time for one problem, and then when I speak to them, it turns out that they've been feeling, you know, very lethargic, they're gaining a lot of weight, and then I find underlying thyroid problems. So telling men that a lot of the symptoms that they think are normal can actually be not normal, and there are simple things that we can do to fix them, you'd be surprised men will show up to see if there is something going on that's causing them to lose weight, or if there is something going on that's causing them to have difficulty with erections. Telling them that there is a treatment plan will get them to come into the office a lot quicker.
About their erection will always get them in quicker. But
and that's my big business is you know, what a lot of men don't know is that if they do have trouble with their erections, one of the first signs that some heart disease is underlying is struggling with erections. And if you're getting that first signal, the first stop should be the doctor's office because something serious can be going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of serious things that can be going on. What do you think are some of the more important numbers? Let's start with PSA, because correct, getting them in for that digital rectal exam is not easy. And the PSA test is nothing, not a big deal at all. So I want to start there. PSA, normal levels, and getting them in to see a doctor about that.
Right. So I get a lot of guys coming in saying, just draw blood, just draw blood. And the truth is that is important, but a quick exam does need to come with that. So a normal PSA is anything between 0 and 4. Anything that is higher than that could be associated with the higher risk of prostate cancer. Doesn't mean that it is prostate cancer. There are a lot of other conditions like infection, inflammation, or just having an enlarged prostate gland that can cause an elevated PSA, which is why doing an exam along with the PSA is so important. Because if you have a normal PSA and a normal rectal exam, we're very comfortable not seeing that patient for another year. So coming in for a simple blood test and an exam, although it is not the most comfortable thing in the world, it can save lives. A majority of prostate cancers that are found are actually cancers that don't really even need to be treated. But we'd like to know that they're there so we can keep our eye on patients. But there are some cancers that are found are very, very significant cancers that do require treatment, and that treatment is curative most of the time. So skipping visits or skipping a simple blood test is can be a deadly decision.
Absolutely, it can. Now, blood pressure. You know, there's that the woman from New York who gets on the commercials for the PSA that says, and if you don't take care of your blood pressure, you could have a stroke and die. Yeah. You know, and my husband laughs at that commercial, but he has high blood pressure. And he won't let me, for the life of me, Leslie, take his blood pressure. He never will let me. No. He'll get it at the doctor, but blood pressure is a huge one. And then they always think that because you want to take it or do something, and you might run into this too, that then they're going to get more stressed out and it's going to be higher. And then you're going to be able to say, oh, I told you so.
Right. Some of the easiest things to do with that. So that's true. High blood pressure is having high blood pressure for an extended period of time is the number one cause of stroke. And what people don't realize, stroke doesn't always mean death. Stroke could mean living with significant deficits, which is pretty awful when you see it. And something simple like managing your diet, exercise, or sometimes taking a small pill every day can help manage blood pressure so you don't have significant events like a stroke. The easiest way to do that for men that don't want to get into the doctor's office is go to your local pharmacy. Most pharmacies, like in New York City, we have a Duane Reade on every corner. Having a pharmacist or anyone that's, you know, a tech in CVS or Duane Reade can take your blood pressure. Also, going on to Amazon.com, buying an automatic blood pressure pump or cuff is pretty simple and very cheap, and that's something that can be checked every couple of weeks at home, as long as you get a cuff that's the right size. If the cuff's
the wrong
size,
do you think that those work? Do you like those? Do you think that they work, the electronic ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have some patients that I manage at home, and I make sure that they buy the right cuff that's for their size. They can walk you through the size that's right for you. If the cuff is too small, your blood pressure is going to read higher. If the cuff is too big, your blood pressure is going to read lower. You just have to make sure you pick the right cuff, and you can check that at home. And that's good for people who are actually on blood pressure medicines already and don't want to go back to the doctor. Some people take a pill. They think it's okay, and they're actually not controlled. And they're living in a false sense of comfort, and checking it on your own, especially if you're on blood pressure meds, is very important.
I think so, too. We don't have a lot of time, Leslie, and this is such a good topic, especially with Father's Day and men's health awareness. Liver enzyme levels. Now, men drink beer. I know some women do, but blah, blah, blah. Men drink beer.
Men have a riskier life, period.
They
make a lot more riskier decisions. They eat excessive food, alcohol, smoking. They pop over-the-counter medicines. These all affect your liver. All right. Getting a yearly liver function test can save lives. When everything that you put that's toxic in your body has to get cleaned through the liver. If you're putting toxic things in your body, your liver is going to suffer, and we need to know that ahead of time so we can start managing it.
Absolutely, and you know, my husband, he likes his beer, but he won't pop over the, you know, I'll try and give him a Motrin if he's sore or has a headache. He won't take that. But of course, he'll drink beer. Weight and cholesterol. We only have 30 seconds left. There are a lot of obese men in this country, and cholesterol level is a good predictor. So your best advice for men right now in about 30 seconds,
show up to the doctor, get your blood pressure checked, get simple blood work. Simple things like changing your diet and lifestyle can alter your life significantly. If they find something significant, they can get you on medicines that can change your life. Having abdominal weight, high blood pressure, high cholesterol can lead to a heart attack and stroke, and that's deadly at young ages.
That's great advice. So men, you know, get yourself to a doctor, as Leslie said. Get yourself out there because it is so important. And women, you know, you might have to cajole, nag, cry, guilt. That works wonders. Guilt is a great way. You're not going to be here to see your kids graduate. I need my husband. You know, all that stuff. Try whatever works. Get your husband to a doctor. You're listening to Melanie Cole, Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.